Janet Hoff in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, mostly cloudy, a low of 22. A week from tomorrow marks 90 days since the 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals upheld a federal judge's decision to vacate the murder conviction of Mark Jensen, while the day before is a bond hearing in Kenosha Circuit Court. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Carco.
A letter from the victim introduced during the trial was a key piece of evidence that has resulted in the latest legal proceedings. Julie Jensen's letter urged law enforcement to look at her husband if anything happened to her. Jensen's attorneys have maintained from day one that letter should not have been allowed as evidence. By law, the Wisconsin Department of Justice has until March to request a U.S. Supreme Court review of that federal judge's reversal order. But District Attorney Bob Zaff tells the Kenosha News a potential retrial will go before Judge Chad Kirkman. I'm Tom Carkle, WRJN News.
A Burlington police officer is facing drunk driving and hit-and-run citations in Walworth County for an early morning December 16th accident in the town of Spring Prairie. Officer Eric Mitchell's court date is January 20th, according to online records. Fines totaling up to $1,200 are possible with convictions. Mitchell is on paid leave, reference his legal issues, while Lieutenant Brian Zemedzinski is also on administrative leave for unexplained reasons, with Chief Mark Allen telling the Journal Times an outside agency is handling that case. Kenosha police are investigating an early morning accidental shooting at a Northeast Side trailer park. About 2:20 a.m., officers and paramedics were dispatched to the 900 block of Sheridan Road for a man with a gunshot wound to his hand. The victim was eventually taken to a hospital where police asked a lot of questions, including what happened. No other information is available. The controversial Highway V water main project in Caledonia for a tax incremental district has been approved with a revised assessment plan for 8 affected properties after a public hearing with just one speaker. Attorney John Belogic said the challenge was to create an assessment mechanism that's fair to the landowners who likely don't want or need the water and won't benefit from the related development. Trustee Lee Wishow inquired about resolution language to project restrict the use of the assessment money.
Payments received from landowners that are assessed for these properties must be designated to a restricted fund, which we would set up immediately to capture these receipts for the retirement of future general obligation bonds for the express intent of preventing any future board from taking these funds and spending them on ongoing operating expenses.
The Caledonia Board was unanimous in supporting the assessment plan for the Highway V Water Project, which starts next month and should be completed by late summer of next year. Looking back at 2015, the executive director of the Wisconsin League of Conservation Voters, Carrie Schumann, says it was a bad year for the state's environment because the legislature allowed too many special interest groups to shape Wisconsin's laws and environmental institutions. Looking ahead to 2016, Schumann says legislation introduced just a few days ago is what she labels a grab bag for special interests.
And it's actually two bills that go after both local communities' ability to protect their citizens from pollution and water quality. It's an all-out attack on water quality. Those bills were introduced at the last minute. They'll be moving forward in January.
Victories in 2015 included preservation of Wisconsin's stewardship program, while pending legislation, according to Schumann, would benefit special interests to the detriment of Wisconsin citizens who prize clean water. Even though it's been snowy and will be getting colder in the coming days, it's still not safe for ice fishing anywhere in the state, according to the Department of Natural Resources. Even in western Wisconsin, where it's been a lot colder than in the southeast corner, the agency noting two fishermen died last weekend when they went through the ice near Chippewa Falls. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.